Welcome to Talos Takes, the security podcast for everyone from the C-suite to the front lines. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talos Takes. I have Ashir again from Talos Outreach joining me once again to talk about the latest blog post that he's written. Thanks again, Ashir, for coming on.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
So the post that I want to talk to you about today is one that you worked on regarding a string of attacks against some targets in Latin America. And this isn't just like one campaign, correct? This is kind of like a series of attacks that you've been tracking for a while now.
That's right. So we observed since the beginning of this year and towards late last year and up until now, we started observing a series of attacks that were travel and hospitality related. Like they had themes that were travel and hospitality related, and they mainly focused and targeted countries in Latin America. And that's basically what we've been tracking. The result of these attacks is that they delivered to widely popular rat families called NJRAT and AsyncRAT. You know, these are commodity rats. They're available online. We've seen a number of countries in Latin America being targeted, you know, like Brazil and Argentina.
So since this is a series of attacks, what are some of the common threads that you saw that made you say, oh, it actually looks like all of these are connected? What are some of the commonalities here?
One of the very first commonalities that we observed were the themes. You know, as I said, they're using travel and hospitality themes. You know, something as simple as a malicious document that poses as a coupon for travel or something like a fake reservation for a hotel. You know, with COVID-19 dialing down a bit in certain countries, people are still again planning on traveling and they're looking at these options. They're looking at information around all of this. I think the attackers are trying to capitalize on that. So that's one of the very first commonalities that we saw. Secondly, we saw the same rat families being deployed, NJRAT and AsyncRAT, across all of these different attacks targeting different countries in the Latin American geography. And then we saw a common set of infrastructure, you know, same kind of URLs, the same kind of malicious domains that are being used to, they're being used to host malicious artifacts.
And you mentioned in the blog that the attackers in this case share some similarities with AGGA, which is a crimeware group that you've written about in the past. What about these groups are overlapping exactly? And do we think that there could be any sort of a distinct connection between the two?
Here's the fun part. During the course of our research, we found an infection chain. This is basically a kit that has a number of scripts wrapped up into it, and it's got a UI. It's basically an executable that you run, and you can put in a malicious URL, or you can specify a malicious executable like a rat family, such as NJRAT and AsyncRAT. And once you input that to the builder, the kit, it spits out a number of scripts and a number of artifacts that can then be used instrument an entire infection chain. In the malware research space, these are also called cryptos. And what was interesting here was that we discovered a kit that was used by three distinct actors. First set of campaigns that used this kit or the artifacts generated from this kit were the campaigns that were run by the cryptos author themselves, right? So basically the author decided to create a crypto. And then they decided to use the same crypto to generate artifacts that they could use in their own campaigns. So they're trying to earn money by selling the crypto, whereas they're also trying to earn money by conducting their own malicious campaigns. The second set of campaigns that we observed were the Latin American campaigns that we spoke about in our blog. These are travel and hospitality related. They use the same kind of infection chains. They use identical artifacts in their infection chains, and they target the Latin American job. The third one is AGGA, that's the crimeware group. Now, AGGA is a very prolific crimeware group in the sense that this actor is mainly focused on distributing malware via different mechanisms. Usually they rely on abuse of public hosting sites like Blogger and Pastebin and archive.org. What we found was that this threat actor has used identical scripts in their infection chains as well, down to the very same exact variable names. So it's highly likely that the scriptor was used by these three distinct threat actors in their own campaigns, and that's where the relationship It's not just one single entity that's running multiple campaigns. There are actually three distinct threat actors that are running their own sets of campaigns where the infection chains are very, very similar.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot going on here, and these threat actors in this case are trying to hit as many targets as possible. So what are the dangers of potentially being infected by the rats in this case? Is there anything in particular that these actors may be looking to steal or capitalize on?
The thing about rats is that they give you the ability to control almost every aspect of the infected machine, right? And given the fact that these are commodity rats that were once advertised and sold around forums, in order to maintain your competitive edge, these rats have packed themselves with as much functionalities and as many features as they can, right? You know, sell more. That's what makes them so dangerous. The second thing is that these rats, they're very versatile, right? So they can be used for a variety of purposes. They can be used for stealing information, for spying on users. They can be used to deploy more malware, you know, an infected network. We've also seen actors sell access to rat-infected systems, you know, as a form of initial access brokering, you know, where somebody has access to a network and they're like, hey, you know, I can sell this network, I can monetize this access to a specific network. We've seen that as well. Another very popular practice in Latin American countries specifically is the stealing of banking information. Your credit card information, they steal your banking credentials so that they can exfiltrate funds out of your account and they can make money off of you. And this has been, we've observed this historically, Latin America has been a very popular geography. Malware like those, they're called banking. So it's very likely that, you know, these rats can be used for any of these purposes in order to make money for threat actors.
All right, that's excellent. Thank you so much, Ashir, for sharing this insight with us as always. I will be linking to the blog in the show notes so that folks can go and read it for themselves if they'd like. Thanks again for coming on, and I'm sure we'll find something else to talk to you about in the future.
Thanks for having me.